Hey, y'all, it's 6:15 here on 97.9 The Kill. Aaron Kick, we are with you. We are live and local this hour with local music, and we are especially live today because we got two special guests here in the studio. Libby Rodenbo and Joseph Terrell are two quarters of the band Mipso. MipsoMusic.com is their website, M-I-P-S-O. They've been making amazing music for about a decade now. Their most recent album, a self-titled album, came out last year. They've got a brand new deluxe edition that just came out this fall, and we'll play a couple of new songs off of the deluxe edition, also a couple of selections from the original album as well. They've also got a tour starting in Asheville on Wednesday. Libby, Joseph, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let me turn on your actual mic, Libby. How are you?
Just fine. How
awesome.
Are you doing?
I'm doing good. So let's hear a song. I've got Your Body queued up. Tell us, set this song up for us.
Yeah, this is one from that original undeluxe version of our album. This is a song that almost didn't make it on the album because it's, I don't know, it's got like a poppier feel in its production than maybe we've ever done before. And we kept waffling about it, but it made the cut. So you be the judge if we pulled it off.
It's one of my favorites. This
Thank
is
you.
Mipso with Your Body off the new self-titled album on 97.9 The Hill.
Waiting.
Mipso there with Your Body off the self-titled album. We've got more from that album and more from the band. Libby Rodenboe and Joseph Terrell both here in the studio with us, and we'll have more as Live and Local continues as we continue the hour after this. We're also coming up going to give you your next chance to win $979 from us here at 97.9 The Hill and ChapelBurra.com. Your cue to get on social media and post about what you just heard is going to be coming up here in a little while as well. So get ready for that. That's coming up next after this. Hey, it's 6:22. Aaron Kick here with you at 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined tonight by half of Mipso, great band that's been around for a decade. Most recent album, self-titled, came out last year. A new deluxe edition of that album is just out, and we're here in the studio with Libby Rodenboe and Joseph Terrell. And again, thank you so much for being with us and for bringing the music. The album is terrific, and I love the deluxe version even better. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So tell us why the deluxe version. This is the first time you've done something like this with an album, right?
Yeah, it's true. We took a little bit longer to record this record, and in that process, we recorded more songs, and we found that we loved the ones that we left out. Like, we didn't, at the beginning, maybe want to put out a 15-song record, although, like, why not? You could. But we decided to, like, pick 10 that really fit together super well, that made a kind of story within them. And then for the deluxe, we wanted to let people hear the other ones, including one of the demos that we didn't know would ever be released.
Awesome. So what's the narrative of the album then?
I felt like it was a certain kind of like vocabulary of sounds and a certain kind of like arc of a story. We started with the song called Never Knew You Were Gone, which is like stepping out of the house into this sort of like lush natural world. And we ended with the song that Lib wrote called Wallpaper Baby, which is, I think, puts the whole thing into a context and kind of puts an exclamation point on it.
How do you write music? Are you collaborative? Does each of you bring music to the others? How does it work?
Both of those. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're in the process right now of writing for our next album, and we got together 2 weeks ago or so at Woods Family's Mountain House in Western North Carolina and passed around a guitar for a few hours.
Nice.
And shared songs and shared thoughts about them. And one day some of those will make it onto the next album.
I feel like having a band is just an excuse to like get together and have these amazing, memorable experiences. That sounds fantastic.
Well, that and many unmemorable experiences.
There's a lot of sitting around in the van.
Yeah, that's
green
fair.
Rooms.
Unfortunately memorable experiences.
<That's right.
laughs> So when you're doing a new album, and what is this now, 4 or 5 albums?
It's five.
That
five
was
albums,
five, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to musically go in a different direction with each one, or do you even conceive of it that way?
I think that there's a fun part of making a record where it feels like you're, you know, challenging yourself to like reach for different sounds, and that can be really, I mean, as long as it's fun, I think it's a valid part of making a record. But I think more these days we're like more in the mindset of like, you know, what is it that we do well, and like how do we just like be us? I don't think the record is the place to like put on a costume.
I know. And I also think that we've realized there's certain anxieties that you have when you're making music early on, which can be actually, I think, really beautiful. And they bring a certain spirit to a band's early records that can never be, you know, accessed again.
Yeah.
But also that naturally wears away after you've done it a few times and you feel less precious about each individual release. And it allows you, I think, to just sort of go with the flow. And in our case, because we have four songwriters in the band, and we usually start with so many songs, I think we mostly go with which songs speak to us collectively, and we don't worry too much about how they'll fit together. We trust that they will, because we've seen it happen.
Do you have favorite songs of yours, dude? And if so, are they your songs or are they someone else's in the band?
Definitely, yes, but it changes over time because we live with these things. I think if we were a studio band only and never played them again, it would be different. But because we take these songs on the road, I found myself really going through phases where I can't handle. Like, there was a period where I kept forgetting the words to one of our like most played songs called Louise. And it was some psychological thing where like my brain just like those grooves were worn out. Like, I couldn't do it for a while. And I think that's one thing the pandemic was good for, is that we can, even though we've played these songs probably 1,000 times, some of the ones that come from earlier in our playing together, now they feel a little fresher, and like I think we can approach them like they're a thing to play with rather than like something we have to recite.
Yeah. Speaking with Joseph Terrell and Olivia Rodenbow again, Mipso is the band. MipsoMusic.com is the website, M-I-P-S-O, MipsoMusic.com. The deluxe edition of the most recent self-titled album is just out. And we're going to play a song now that is on the original album, but on the deluxe edition is an alternative version with a different voice, right? Different vocalist, is that right?
No, it's the same. It's still me singing the lead vocal, but we had a different process on like the harmonies.
Okay.
And you know, it's a whole different recording, so it's a different microphone.
She did have a different haircut.
That's true. Yeah, I used to have a mohawk.
Nice. Well, this is Mipso off of the deluxe edition of the self-titled album Big Star on 97.9 The Hill. Big Star, Mipso there off of the deluxe edition of the self-titled new album. Great, great version of that song. We were talking while the song was playing. That was a demo that you did, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's an incredible
song, period. But to think of that as a demo, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
our songs only get worse the more we record them.
But that's actually true of everyone.
So what's the story behind that song? Like you recorded that, it was great, you re-recorded it, and then like you had a kind of a bigger sound that went on the album, right?
Yeah, we were kind of split down the middle in the band about which version to put on the album. A couple of us were really drawn to the sort of like spontaneous energy of that demo. And then we, as Joseph was talking about, we had a real vocabulary to this album sound wise that we put most of those elements on the version that became the official album version. Mm-hmm. So we went back and forth for a while. And then having chosen one, when we decided to put out a deluxe edition, we decided to, undecide and
nice.
Just put them both out.
I think that's kind of how we decided to put out a deluxe edition.
Sort of the deciding factor.
We'll put it out later.
I like it. Yeah. Is there something that's still on the cutting room floor that you like but also didn't put on the deluxe edition?
There's another. We put out another demo from the record on Instagram a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of an afterthought. And the answer is yes. There's like tons of other versions of the songs, because when we go in the studio, too, we did like so many takes, and the arrangement evolved as we recorded it. So
yeah, this was one where we did mostly full band takes. Mm. So we had, and our producer, his name's Sandra Perry, wanted us to do often like between 10 and 20 takes of
something
before we got the energy that he was looking for. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you were also talking before we started, y'all are watching the Get Back documentary, the Beatles, like making of the Let It Be album. And I know like they also have 50 versions of each of their songs that are each more fantastic than the next, that are all on the cutting room floor too.
Yeah.
It also seems though, like they were not so precious about takes. Like they would do two and they'd be like, you think we got it? It was good enough.
Yeah.
You know,
they were good or bad based on John Lennon's like ridiculous ad libs.
When right.
Doris
That's
gets
right.
her out or whatever.
We're here with Joseph Terrell and Libby Rodenboe, half of Mipso. We're going to be back with more from them, and we'll hear more songs off of the new album when Live and Local comes back after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to you, Live and Local, 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. 6:36 is your time, and we are here in the studio with Libby Rodenboe and Joseph Terrell of the band Mipso. MipsoMusic.com, their website, new self-titled album just out, their fifth album, each one better than the last, and a new tour that's about to start on Wednesday with a show in Asheville and then going out from there. This is Live and Local, by the way, and taking care of a little bit of business. This is brought to you today by Hashtag Heard on the Hill, and this is your cue. Hop onto Facebook or Twitter when you get a chance and post that you heard Mipso on Live and Local today. Use the hashtag Heard on the Hill when you do, and you'll get entered to win $979 from us here at the station. More cues coming up throughout the week. Get hints about when they're coming on our website, chapelburger.com/heard on the hill. This is the last week of that, though, so make sure you're listening in and getting as many chances to win as possible. So Libby Rodenboe and Joseph Terrell joining us here in the studio, and the tour starting on Wednesday. How are you feeling about it? This isn't your first post-pandemic tour, though.
No, it's not, but I still feel rusty.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our storage unit tomorrow and very deliberately like go down our list of things and make sure we don't forget something essential, because it's not really in the muscle memory anymore.
So how are you, where are you going to be going? It starts in Asheville. Where does it go from there?
Yeah, it's Asheville, Charlotte, Winston, a couple more North Carolina shows, West Jefferson, but then we're heading up to the East Coast. We're doing New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Long Island, Blairstown, lots of places you haven't heard
Amagansett.
Of.
Nice.
Yep.
I've heard of that. I've not heard of Blairstown. Where's that?
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. These are places with good little venues there that connect other bigger cities.
Isn't the one in Old Saybrook the Kate?
The Kate, the Catherine
Hepburn. It's a
place
named after Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Have you played there before?
Yeah.
We have, yeah.
It's a nice theater.
Yeah.
What are you, like, how are you, like, you went on tour already this fall. You went out west. What was that like?
That one felt good. You know, that was very fresh feeling because we hadn't done it in so long. And not just, I mean, everybody hasn't done something in so long because of this pandemic, but we had a lifestyle before the pandemic where we were traveling sometimes up to 200 days a year playing concerts. And so we were really, in some profound sense, living on the road, which affects every other category of your life, you know?
Right.
And then we took a break from that in like a hard stop kind of way. So it's a real before and after feeling for us.
Did it feel like a different, was it like a different feeling being out on tour post-pandemic? Like were the venues different, the audiences?
Yeah, I mean, in some of the obvious ways, like people were had masks on, or sometimes they didn't, but they were supposed to. And there was that heightened sense of background anxiety about whether somebody might get sick. But also there were positive things about it, sort of intangibles, like, I don't know, like a feeling of gratefulness that we had and that I think at least some of the audiences had too. And there's also, this is sort of just like a superficial thing, sort of a selfish thing, but like because we had heard from so many bands that numbers were down and everybody on the management side was worried about how it might look, it kind of made even like mediocre success feel extremely successful.
That's fair. What do you do when you're out on tour, like not when you're not performing? Like what else do you do when you're on the road, and did that change on this trip?
Well, we get excited about lunches, what we have for lunch.
Yeah.
So there were some places that we weren't able to go to where they were either weren't open or we, you know, couldn't make it work with like COVID precautions. But really it takes up a ton of the day. You know, we drive for much of the day, especially on the West Coast when cities are farther apart in the Midwest. But we get to sound check about 3 and you spend a couple hours setting up, a couple hours sound checking, and then you maybe squeeze into dinner before the show. So it really is a full time day to day thing.
It was very hard also during the pandemic to think of things to put on social media because our lives are just boring, you know? I mean, if you're on tour, there's some built-in, at least some changes of scenery and
snacks
and so on and so forth. if that kind of thing gets you excited, you should follow Mipso on Instagram.
Yeah, if you like potato chips and or...
smoked fish.
Nice. Or the two together are pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what's next for you after the tour? What are you working on?
We are working on, we don't really have any dates in mind, but we are working on recording a new album at some point in 2022. And then we're doing an opening tour with a band called Jamestown Revival in the early part of 2022. And we're going to Europe next summer.
We've always been to Europe. Well, we've been to Europe twice only. We had to cancel one that was recently, but we've always been to Europe in the cold winter months, including one time we were there in Sweden, like northern Sweden, close to the Arctic Circle at the beginning of December, and it was like, you know, barely any light. Made me really want to experience Sweden or Norway in the summertime. But this time we get to go in the summer, not quite the solstice summer, but like, you know, I think it'll be a much better way to travel and just like have fun on the road.
Definitely.
There's got to be a cool story about playing Northern Sweden in December. Like, how did you find the venue?
Oh my gosh!
There's a Swedish what do I call them? Like a booking group that works exclusively with U.S. like American artists, and there's a huge appetite in Sweden, especially for Americana.
Right.
And there's a kind of like weird feeling to it where you're sort of like fetishized. And I mean, me and Joseph, like all of us in the band, we're from North Carolina and we're like, we're bona fide Southern, but we're not like, you know, back porch pickers growing up.
We're
just like suburban kids from Greensboro and High Point.
And so a lot of bands really play that up when they go over there. And that's sort of what, it's an interesting dynamic. Like, you know, you put on the boots and flannel and say y'all and they're like, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not exactly what we're going for.
No.
Although we look great in boots and flannel.
We do.
Yeah.
And then you're also working on cover songs too. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Sorry. That was what we were supposed to say.
Don't be sorry.
You're working on a lot of things.
We have finished a covers album or an EP. I think it's 6 songs. Is that right? 5 or 6?
That sounds right.
And it's a bunch of covers that we've done for a long time on the road. And we've always been hesitant to record covers because we just considered original music to be the most exciting part of our recording life. But during the pandemic, when we were twiddling our thumbs, we were like, well, we do have this repertoire, this little extra stuff. And a lot of fans ask us for these recordings. So there's a kind of like reciprocity in this, I think.
I also feel like we were talking to one of our friends, Annabella, who's going to work with us on making the art for it. And we played her the songs and she said, you know, it really felt like a kind of gift. Like you were saying thank you to these artists for these songs and also giving them to the next people that want to hear it. Like passing these songs along. I think that was a good way to, I love that way of thinking about it.
That's cool. When's that coming out? Do you know yet?
The first one comes out, I think, in mid-December. Is that right?
Oh, that's coming up quick.
Oh, no. We had to move it to mid-January. The first one is mid-January, and then we're going to do, like, I think one a month for several months and release them each as singles so that they have a little, you know, solo time.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, let's hear one more new song off the deluxe album. This one is Every Drop. Set this one up for us.
Yeah, this one's we felt like this one was inspired by kind of the folk music of the British Isles, and we're big fans of Fairport Convention. And Lib and I have thought a lot about them. With they got both male and female vocals, and they got, you know, fiddle and guitar, but not like in any kind of like strictly old-fashioned way. It's a kind of a cool...
But informed by tradition.
For sure.
But, yeah.
They've been a good touchstone for us. And this is a lyric by the great lyricist Libby Rodenbo. that's cool. So check it out.
Awesome. This is Every Drop, Mipso, here on 97.9 The Hill.
From the Goodwill Primo rack, 'cause it reminds her of a time, how it goes when you need it, how it stays around when you are trying to be something different than you were. Am I lying to the crowd if I say it's just something that she found? Every drop comes back around, and it's heavy. It's making puddles on the ground. Ooh, and the white tails streaming from thunderbirds, performing feats of military might for children. Crying is a poor solution for the quickly burning body. We find ourselves applauding wasted fuel. Am I making too much? We all know we're headed for a bust. Every drop is made of dust, and it calls you to the window where the moon say, hey, remember us. Standing there beside him, admiring his prematurely jaded style, makes a mess of getting out from under these impressions of our mothers that keep coming back around. Am I reading empty signs? Is it just the paranoia of the times? Every drop comes down the line, and it's
Every drop there off of the new deluxe version of the self-titled album. It's out now. Find it. The tour begins on Wednesday in Asheville, going up the East Coast. The band is Mipso. MipsoMusic.com is the website. And looking forward to new music and a new album coming out in the coming weeks and months and into next year as well. Libby Rodenbo, Joseph Terrell, thank you both so much for being with us today. That was great.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks
Always
for having
a pleasure.
Us.